Hi, my name is David Moltz with the Council for Advancement and Support of Education. Today I'm speaking with Thomas J. Minor. He's president of Franklin College in Indiana. We're speaking about LGBT engagement and fundraising. Thank you so much for joining us, Tom.
Thank you, David, and glad to be here.
Why is engaging your LGBT alumni important for the advancement profession?
Well, engaging all alumni is important for the advancement profession. And of course, in our work, it's critical that we maximize the opportunities brought to our institutions by constituent relationships. And if we cut out or eliminate systematically or by accident any constituencies, we risk not fulfilling our objectives of maximizing the long-term opportunities for our institutions. But in the case of LGBT constituents, as with so many other groups, there are tremendous opportunities. There's a richness in this constituency that we have to take into account. These are folks with significant perspectives and often different perspectives on their work, on their careers, professions, on education, and on their roles in society. And our students and our faculty and other members of our community need to be exposed to all of those different perspectives and to the richness that this constituency brings to the lives of our institutions. It's important for us to remember, too, that LGBT constituents often have resources and no heirs, and that's just a pure old-fashioned development opportunity for all of us. But at the same time, LGBT people of resource are folks who are often good donors. They can be exacting. They have experience with often a wider range of philanthropies than some of our other donors because of their support of LGBT advocacy and organizations. And they bring a different perspective to the advancement work that we do in ways that leads us to ask new questions about other opportunities as well. So there's just a tremendous richness in this. But finally, I think that it's important for us as advancement professionals to think always that the more diversity that's represented in our constituent bases that are included in the lives of our communities, the more diverse our constituent base included in the donor aspects of our communities, the richer our institutions are and the better off we are long term.
How do we integrate LGBT initiatives into an institution's broader efforts?
Well, there are out front ways of doing this, and there are behind the scenes ways of doing this, and we have to take both into account in our planning, remembering that a single approach doesn't work with all subsets of any constituency. So to take advantage of opportunities, just like you do with any other affinity group, where there are affinity options, include LGBT as an affinity option or as an affinity group that is resourced by your staff, that's focused on, that's given attention by your administration, that will pay off. Too many LGBT folks, particularly in decades where, and still in some institutions, where we are some sort of invisible minority or invisible diversity, feel sort of under the radar or often left under the radar. We need to pull them up into our radar. So making sure that we have very open opportunities, whether that's in times of diversity or multicultural reunions, whether that's in opportunities to provide broader representation on alumni boards or councils. Here's also an opportunity for institutions to make sure they have diverse boards of directors or boards of trustees. So we really need to make sure that just as we're looking at other forms of diversity in our broad, highly visible constituent relations programs, that we do that with the LGBT communities as well. But underlying it all is internal work that we have to do. We have to make sure that our researchers understand the nuances of LGBT folk, LGBT life, and LGBT communities, the kinds of resources that are different that provide more information about our LGBT constituents. We need to make sure that major gift officers and alumni officers understand that often talking differently with LGBT constituents about their families or their educational experiences or their involvements in other organizations will yield better results, better opportunities, or more engaged alumni. Furthermore, again, because LGBT experiences with other organizations and other forms of volunteer involvement are often revolving around different aspects of their lives. We need to make sure we're providing opportunities like that within our own institutions. And so that might be, for example, at my last institution where we did really a very excellent LGBT careers panel, bringing in a half dozen well-placed alumni of from the LGBT community from a range of career environments who talked with students then about what it was like to raise up a profession or raise up a career as an LGBT person in those settings. So there's a it's important for us, again, to keep this in mind in the big picture constituent relationships, but also to ask very fine questions behind the scenes as well.
Final question for you. How are advancement practitioners leaving money on the table by excluding the LGBT community?
LGBT folks have resources. If we're not working with the LGBT community, we're not going to have access to those resources. Again, just like any other affinity, there's different evidence about the wealth of LGBT folks compared to straight folk. And, you know, it depends a little on which evidence you believe. I believe that there are many successful professionals who are LGBT who have really significant resources and are fairly closed about those. That those of us who've lived in closets in the past can be very guarded about who we are and what we've got. And those are things that we need to look for. We need to look for those cues very carefully. So that's one aspect of making sure we don't leave money on the table. But the other is that if people don't feel included, this is about inclusion. If they don't feel like they're part of the life of a community, and if they don't feel that they're respected as part of a community, why are they ever going to support the community philanthropically? We have to keep in mind that philanthropy is about love and about the power of the heart, and we have to make sure that we're opening those people's hearts to who we are at our institutions. And if we're open to them, they'll be open to us.
Thanks again for joining us, Tom. I appreciate it.
Thank you.